This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 24th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched an investigator to assist the government of India with Saturday's 737 accident in Mangalore. British Airways Friday reported a pre-tax loss equivalent to about $765 million for the 12 months ending March 31st, and that's better than analysts had expected. Lufthansa, a deeply involved airline partner on development of the Airbus A380, has finally received the first of its A380s. It has 15 of the planes on order. In the case of a cockpit fire aboard a United 757 May 16th, the NTSB wants to check whether it's related to a problem already identified in the windshield heater connections of several Boeing planes. The X-51A Waverider will make its first hypersonic flight test attempt from Edwards Air Force Base tomorrow. The single-use research UAV is expected to hit Mach 6, send back lots of data, live only 5 minutes, and will not be recovered. AMR Corp. announced on Thursday that American Eagle president and CEO Peter Bowler will retire after 26 years with American Airlines and its regional sister. Whip Air has now introduced a revised G2 version of its single-point refueling system for the Cessna Caravan 208 or 208B. Allowing the plane to be refueled from the ground without ladders. A Cessna 182 got away from its pilot at Centennial Airport in Denver last week when a hand prop attempt got out of hand. And TSA wants to know why a man tried to board a plane in Puerto Rico with a carry-on containing a stun gun, pepper spray, 4 box cutters, and a switchblade. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about some things that are working at his flight school. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.